DNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Now for a look at some of this coming week's radio highlights, starting with Saturday, September 12th. Radio 2 in the Park sees Sarah Cox and Michelle Visage kick off festival coverage at City Park in Stirling on a day that features Chaka Khan, Emily Sandé and others including Lulu. 10 a.m, Radio 2. For a different sort of music, you could try Radio 3's Essential History of Classical Music. The focus is on the arrival of Rossini in Vienna in 1822. This event led to opera becoming the dominant force in popular musical culture across Europe and beyond. The discussion includes extracts from famous works by Donizetti, Bellini and Rossini himself. Radio 3, 1 o'clock, Saturday afternoon. Saturdays on Radio 4 offer an almost continual stream of programmes worth listening to. So here's some. The Week in Westminster at 11 a.m. From our own correspondent, Moneybox, The News Quiz, Any Questions, Any Answers, pausing only for The Archers, with Friday's edition repeated, before heading into the afternoon play at 3 o'clock, which this week is The Good Earth, part one of a two-part dramatisation of Pearl Buck's 1931 novel set in a Chinese village in the late 19th and early 20th century. Covers love, marriage, children, flood and famine. That's the afternoon play, The Good Earth, Radio 4, 3 o'clock. And what happens when a group of indigenous people emerge from the jungles of Peru and Brazil and come into contact with the outside world for the very first time? We'll find out. Archive on 4, First Contact, 8 p.m, Radio 4 on Saturday. Sunday, September 13th, The Reunion, and Kirsty Walk is joined by cast members from Bill Forsyth's landmark Scottish films Gregory's Girl and Local Hero. The Reunion is on at 10 a.m. on Radio 4. Can Britain's broken energy system be fixed? Jonathan Ford examines why Britain has some of the highest electricity prices in the world. Don't we know it? 1:30, Radio 4, Sunday afternoon. Now, the afternoon drama is part two of The Things They Carried, the dramatisation of Tim O'Brien's novel about soldiers in Vietnam. The platoon digs through mud for the friend they refuse to leave behind. As last week, there's a warning about the very strong language in this play. Radio 4, The Things They Carried, 3 o'clock, Sunday afternoon. All Kinds of Minds explores what it means to receive a diagnosis of autism, or ADHD, later in life, and why an increasing number of people are now seeking assessment. Radio 4, 5:30. And leaving matters of the mind, The Ocean Within Us asks what the fact that the human body is approximately 70% water actually means. Where is it stored, and the role it plays? The Ocean Within Us, 7:15, Sunday night, Radio 4. Finally, Katie Razzle begins a 9-part investigation of how thousands of historic items went missing in Thief at the British Museum. Radio 4, 7:45 p.m. On to programmes then that are on at the same time each day, Monday to Friday. Same time, same radio station, every day, Monday to Friday. Book of the Week is Ben McIntyre's story of espionage in 1980s Tehran. A double agent sets out to thwart the KGB and change the course of the Cold War. 11:45, each day, Monday to Friday, Radio 4. The Hitler diary scandal was the biggest publishing scandal of the 20th century. A plane plummets from the sky in eastern Germany and rumours spread that boxes salvaged from the wreck contain Hitler's personal effects. Could his diaries be among them? Monday to Friday, 1:45, Radio 4 for the Hitler diary scandal. There's drama every afternoon on Radio 4 from 2:15 till 3 o'clock, such as this one on Friday, where a London cab driver picks up two drunk sailors. They get on famously, and the pair invite the driver for a game of cards in a Russian submarine moored in the Thames. Drama on Radio 4 every day of the week, 2:15. This year's National Short Story Award is on each day, with a different reader for each of the five stories battling to win. 3:30 in the afternoon, all week, on Radio 4. Well, Composer of the Week on Radio 3 is Schubert, and looks at the works created in his final years. Radio 3, every day at 4. And Book at Bedtime, Exhibition, a study of power and friendship inspired by the world of young British artists of the 1990s. Book at Bedtime, 10:45 p.m, Radio 4. onto the programmes then, that will be broadcast each day, Monday to Friday. So just on the individual days. Start with Monday, September 14th. In a new series, The Value Crisis, Ross Atkins investigates how technology is transforming what people value, from friendship and culture to finance and work. Part 1, Crisis What Crisis? Radio 4, 11 a.m. Great Lives looks at the work of the American biologist Edward Osborne, who lost sight in one eye in a fishing accident when he was 7, but went on to study hundreds of species of ant, was the first to discover how they communicate. Great Lives, Matthew Paris, 3 o'clock, Monday afternoon, Radio 4. In the evening, a continuing examination of how relying on American-owned technology could be detrimental to the UK's essential services and infrastructure. Rethink, 8 p.m, Monday, Radio 4. Tuesday, September 15th, All in the Mind, looks at the evidence as to whether music can alleviate the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. The programme also includes the launch of All in the Mind's Awards. Radio 4, 9:30 in the morning. Last week, Secret Heroes told how Airy and Eve escaped from Colditz. This week, Helen Bonham Carter looks at the Ovitz family, a group of theatrical performers from Romania, 7 of whom have dwarfism, and tells how they defied the odds and survived the Nazi death camp at Auschwitz. History's Secret Heroes, Radio 4, 3 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon. An hour later, Life as a Muse aims to reset the reputation of those who've inspired creativity but often been forgotten, including the woman who was the inspiration for Picasso's Girl with the Ponytail, series of drawings, sculptures and paintings. Life as a Muse, 4 o'clock, Radio 4, on Tuesday. There's another series of File on 4 Investigates. This one looks at how far Chinese state money and influence are reaching UK companies and universities. 8 o'clock on Radio 4. And as it is a Tuesday, Peter White brings you all the latest news and views for all those that are blind or partially sighted. 8:40, Radio 4. Wednesday, September 16th. In a continuing series looking back at events this week at some time in the past, we go back as far as 1400 and a fierce but ultimately unsuccessful revolt by the Welsh against the English. This week in history, Radio 4, 11:40, Wednesday morning. To Radio 4 Extra, an adaptation of Jack Rosenthal's 1976 TV play Bar Mitzvah Boy by his daughter, Amy Rosenthal. The cast includes Andrew Sachs as the boy's doting grandfather, David Horovitch as his kvetching father. Even so, you can bet that the women have the best lines. Bar Mitzvah Boy, Radio 4 Extra, 3 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. The Media Show, Ross Atkins, Katie Razzle examine the latest developments in the world of media, 4:15, Radio 4, on Wednesday. And if you prefer something more scientific, you can listen to Jim Al-Khalili chatting with the epigeneticist Edith Hurd about her work unravelling the mysteries of how our bodies can switch particular genes on and off without altering our DNA. Life Scientific, Radio 4, 9 p.m. Thursday, September 17th, and having taken over the weekly slot filled for many years by Melvin Bragg, Misha Glennie sometimes hosts discussions on subjects as curious as many offered by Lord Bragg. So listen to this new series of In Our Time, and you can discover everything about Thomas More's Utopia, a depiction of the religious, social and political customs of a fictional island nation. It's also a satirical look at 16th century European society, which of course included a certain island nation, which we are quite familiar. In Our Time, 9 o'clock, Radio 4, Thursday morning, returns. Stories from the New Silk Road is a documentary about the relationship between Australia and China. The BBC World Service for this, 9:30 a.m. on Thursday. The drama slot at 2:15 every day, Monday to Friday, but this Thursday sees the comedy about the taxi driver and two drunken Russian sailors. Well, it gets increasingly surreal as the cabbie is recruited as a Russian spy and then turned by MI5 agent Lucy, who gets into the back of his cab. Let's hope his next ride is to Barking. South of the River is the name, which of course is somewhere London cabbies prefer not to go. Drama, Radio 4, 2:15. And in an effort to learn lessons from recent wars in order to help the UK defend itself better, Rethink imagines ways in which Ukraine and Iran have managed to resist a bigger enemy using unconventional means. Rethink, Radio 4, 4 p.m. finally Friday, September 18th, and the rights of nature and how the legal system can help protect it is the subject of Rare Earth, 12 o'clock, Radio 4. There are the usual favourites on a Friday afternoon on Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time at 3, this week from the Royal Horticultural Society Garden, Wisley. Last Word at 4pm, and Any Questions at 8pm, this time from St Austell in Cornwall. And just one more to end with, this time over on BBC World Service. A listener trying to set up a new email address wonders how many addresses are unavailable because they belong to people who are dead, even though every email adds to the environmental damage through wasted data, storage and pointless spam. Crowd Science is on BBC World Service at 8:30pm. It's a very good question. That's it. Thank you to Rob for the highlights this week. May I wish you a peaceful, safe and enjoyable one of radio listening.
And now for a selection of the audio-described television programmes starting Saturday the 12th of September and ending Friday the 8th. They've been compiled and read by me, Sarah, and we've got Richard being the technical wizard this week. So as usual, let's start with Saturday. Your only early morning option on Saturday is American Comedy on Channel 4, with quite frankly endless episodes of Everyone Loves Raymond from 8 until 11:50, and this is followed by an hour of The Simpsons from 12:20. BBC One kicks off at 11:30 with Mary at 90, A Lifetime of Cooking. Dame Mary and Tom Allen take a leisurely boat ride together, stopping along the way to cook delicious recipes. This is followed at 12 by Bargain Hunt, this time in Exeter. And from 12, BBC Two has a couple of repeats from earlier in the week. The Great British Sewing Bee at 12, followed by Race Against the Tide at 1. BBC One have an afternoon of animation, starting with the film Wallace and Gromit, A Close Shave, at 1:15, followed by The Gruffalo and then The Gruffalo's Child at 1:45 and 2:15. This is followed by Holmes Under the Hammer at 3:15. Over on Channel 4 at 4:25, there's George Clark's Amazing Spaces. This week, George visits a Moroccan oasis in the Cotswolds. And straight after this is Grand Designs with the lovely Kevin, who meet a couple when ordering a factory-built house, come across a number of complications they hadn't initially thought. Into the evening on ITV, the new series of The Voice continues at 7, and this is followed by the game show The Box, Brains and Brawn, when celebrities' minds and bodies are tested through terrifying challenges. Your choice of evening films on Saturdays are the superhero action with Avengers Endgame on Channel 4 at 8:15, action comedy film Rush Hour 2 on ITV at 10:40, or back over to Channel 4 for the sci-fi thriller I, Robot at 11:50. Now on to Sunday. Start your day with Caribbean Food Made Easy on BBC Two at 11:30, which is followed at 12 by Lorraine Pascal, How to Be a Better Cook. That's also on BBC Two. If you prefer gardening to cooking, head over to ITV at 12:40 for Love Your Garden with Alan Titchmarsh, or for French home improvements, it's Chateau DIY on Channel 4 at 1. After lunch, you have a couple of choices. The Big Deal with Steph McGowan on BBC Two at 1:30. This week, the two teams of aspiring art dealers are tasked with curating artwork for a luxury cruise ship in the semi-final. Alternatively, on ITV2, there's Celebrity Catchphrase at 1:50. Now that your lunch has probably settled, we're moving into the afternoon film slot. On BBC One, there's Back to the Future Part 2, when Marty and Doc travel back to the future in an attempt to try and put 1985 and their own lives back together. Over on Channel 5, there is a whole afternoon Well, in fact, more than an afternoon of Harry Potter films starting at 5 to 3 and ending at 9 p.m. That's quite a marathon. Back to earlier evening, BBC Two looks at the science behind the extraordinary ability of eagles in Super-Powered Eagles at 6 p.m. Celebrity Pottery Throwdown continues on Channel 4 at 7:45, and this week the contestants sink their teeth into breakfast sets and toothbrush holders. And if you enjoy travel shows, BBC Two has a couple to offer. Pilgrimage, The Road Through the Alps at 8, followed by Rob and Ryland's Passage to India at 9. There's a couple of choices of drama on the other channels at 9 as well. BBC continues with the enjoyable but quite frankly ridiculous Vigil, and this week the situation on Svalbard presents a new and unexpected danger. Trigger Point continues on ITV also at 9, with Lana and the team doing all they can to identify the bombers. And your last choice is a new series called Apocalypse on Channel 4. And the premise of this is that two groups of ordinary people enter an abandoned town unaware of each other's existence. They have no food, water, or fuel. Can they survive? Before we move on to the rest of the week, here are the regular soaps and programmes which are on at the same channel each day at the same time. BBC One are offering Homes Under the Hammer at 11:30, Bargain Hunt at 12:15, and a new series, Antique Road Trip, at 4:30 each day. On BBC Two, there's Great British Rail Journeys at 3, followed by Eva Longoria Searching Mexico. And this is followed at 4:30 by a programme, Wild China. On Channel 4, it's Find It, Fix It, Flog It every weekday at 12:10. And now for the soaps. On Monday, Tuesday and Thursday, it's EastEnders at 7:30, Emmerdale at 8, followed by Coronation Street at 8:30. On Wednesday, it's just EastEnders. And as usual, you've a break from EastEnders on Friday, but Emmerdale and Coronation Street are on at their usual time. Now on to Monday. In addition to the regular daytime and tea time programmes, your choice is as follows. At 9 on BBC One, it's the final episode of Vigil, and over on ITV, it's also the final part of Trigger Point, and as expected, both dramas have suitably explosive finales. Also at 9, but on BBC Two, there's an Inside the Museum special, Secrets of the Bayeux Tapestry, with a stellar cast of historians and experts unravelling the stories behind the tapestry. And you can round your day off with a mixture of real-life drama on Channel 4, starting at 9 with 999, What Happened Next, followed at 10 by Geordie Coppers, and rounding it all off at 11 with 24 Hours in A&E at Nottingham's Queen Medical Centre. Now for Tuesday. It's the final of The Great British Sewing Bee on BBC One at 8, and the contestants face three tricky challenges, including turning gala tableware into an ensemble fit for a beach club. At the same time, over on Channel 4, more canine friends are heading to the doghouse, hoping to meet their perfect match. You've plenty of choice in the 9 p.m. slot. It's finals week in Celebrity MasterChef, and Emergency 24/7 continues on BBC Two. Celebrity MasterChef is on BBC One. Over on Channel 4, there's a documentary which explores the roles of the monarchy in The Royals, Time to Go. Your final choice on ITV is 70 Up. This is the final instalment of the programme 7 Up, which started in 1964. And filmmaker Asif Pakardia revisits the participants as they reflect for the final time on their lives and wider society. To round off with a few laughs, Colin from Accounts continues at 10 on BBC Two. Now on to Wednesday. ITV are showing a League Cup challenge game between Manchester United and Brighton and Hove Albion. There's no audio description, but the commentary may be of interest to some. And this starts at 7:30. And this is the reason there aren't any soaps on ITV today. The Repair Shop makes its usual outing on BBC One at 8. This week, the team work on a battered vintage steam trunk, the shattered remains of a ceramic wolf statue, and a 1960s valve amplifier. Over on BBC Two at the same time, the factory visits the Clay Book Factory in Suffolk, which produces hardback books. MasterChef continues on BBC One at 9, and over on Channel 4 at the same time, Kevin MacLeod meets a couple hoping to complete a new build within a year in Grand Designs. And your final choice this evening is Anna Maxwell Martin, who explores her family in Who Do You Think You Are? And this is on BBC Two at 9. On to Thursday. Over on Channel 4 at 8, pals David Baddiel and Hugh Davis cycle across France, visiting various places along the way in Two Men on a Bike. On BBC Two at 8, it's the final of The Big Deal with Steph McGovern. And over on BBC One at the same time, Dragon's Den continues with one of the entrepreneurs hoping to stir up interest in a vegetable-based instant soup brand. There's plenty of choice at 9. The gentle detective drama Ludwig continues on BBC One. Taskmaster is on Channel 4 and its long-lost family on ITV. And over on BBC Two, a new series explores romance scam, and that's Hey Beautiful, Anatomy of a Romance Scam. And finally, on to Friday. In addition to daytime and early evening options, here are your evening choices. On BBC One at 8, after a week of finals, it's finally the final of MasterChef. Who can prove they have what it takes to rise above the rest? Over on Channel 4 at 8, George Clark's Amazing Spaces focuses on first home. George looks at the British housing crisis, meeting individuals who are working hard to get going with their first home. This is followed on Channel 4 by Gogglebox. Over on BBC Two, also at 9, the 200th anniversary of the railway is celebrated with Michael Palin's 200 Years of the Railway. He follows the route of the pioneering Stockton-Darlington line and tests a new fleet transforming travel on the Tyne and Wear Metro. On ITV at 9, the drama The Rainmaker continues. Sarah reveals a crucial detail about the case and Ruby must choose between his client and his girlfriend. And your final choice is on BBC One at 9:30 with the continuation of the Irish drama Mrs. Brown's Boys. We hope that you find something of interest this week.
TNF Soundings.